Welcome to Lena Live. This is Thursday, January 16th, and we are thrilled to be back and to be with you, our listeners, as always. And today we are going to have an evening of music featuring parts of Julian Lampert's latest album that's due to be released on iTunes at around the mid of February. And the name of this album is Taking Notes. So we will hear parts of Taking Notes this evening. And we're going to start with a song called Shivasana. And this is a song that is very much in the style of it. It actually was directly inspired by the yoga experiences of Julian. So this was composed actually just after a yoga session. So this is Shavasana by Julian Lampert. Thank you. We just heard Shivasana, written and played by Julian Lambert. Let's listen now to The Lullaby of Infinity, also written and played by Julian Lambert. Well, actually, we had an amusing error here. That was clearly not a lullaby. That was actually our entry music written by Julian, but not quite a lullaby. So let's shift to the correct song here. Once again, let's give it another try for The Lullaby of Infinity by Julian Lambert. Thank you. We just heard The Lullaby of Infinity by Julian Lambert. And we're hearing parts of his album that's coming up in mid-February. The album's called Taking Notes. And we're going to hear next a complete change of pace, something wild and crazy. And it's called Presto Rabioso. It's for three pianos. And Julian is playing all three pianos, not at the same time, of course, but each piano track was recorded separately and then combined into one. So here's Presto Rabioso for three pianos. That was Phonochromes by Julian Lambert. I apologize, there was some silence before the music began. This piece was also written for three pianos, written and played by Julian Lambert. Let's listen to a a romantic, a piece in the old Russian romantic tradition. This is called the Waltz Fantasy. And this actually is not part of Julian's upcoming CD. It's actually going to be released as a bonus single. And it's for two pianos, and it is in D minor. So the Waltz Fantasy, here it is. That was the Waltz Fantasy by Julian Lampert in D minor for two pianos. Next, we're going to hear two diary entries. Only these entries are done not in words, but in music. So even though the language of music is more abstract than the language of words can be, doesn't necessarily mean that the images that we can hear are any less clear or less vivid. In fact, most musicians would say that the language of music is a lot more naked, a lot more true, and cuts to the heart, cuts to the chase a lot more directly than words do. So Along those lines, Julian wrote these two diary entries that are part of his upcoming album called Taking Notes. And this is going to be released on iTunes in mid-February. So let's have a listen to two diary entries. And these are for small chamber ensemble. Thank you. We just heard Diary Entry Number 1 and Diary Entry Number 2 by Julian Lampert. Let's hear three songs coming back to piano music, three of his songs. First is called The Funk Etude. It's a kind of wild and crazy improvisation on piano. Then a gospel tune called Wordless Prayer. That's a wordless prayer, prayer without words, also for piano. And then we'll shift gears to some Latin music after that. So first, let's hear Funk Etude and Wordless Prayer, both by Julian Lampert.
Thank you.
We just heard two songs by Julian Lampert, the Funk Etude and the Wordless Prayer. These are both from his album Taking Notes, and this is going to be released on iTunes. This is Hal Robertson hailing from New York, sitting in for Lena Miermont, and we are just about ready for some Latin music. This is called Brazilian Nocturne, and then we're going to hear a salsa song that's called Salsero Solo. So first the Brazilian Nocturne, and then the Salsero Solo, both by Julian Lampert. Thank you. Just heard Julian Lambert play a couple of Latin songs. The first was Brazilian Romance for jazz quartet, and Julian actually recorded all the four parts on a MIDI keyboard, which is basically a computer sample setup that uses sounds that are not computerized. They are actually real sounds of different musical instruments, and today's technology lets us be able to take the real sounds of a guitar, for example, and have them inside our computer, so that if we want a guitar line that sounds pretty realistic, we can use this program to record a guitar sample, a guitar phrase. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Lena Live Show. I'm Hal Roberts, sitting in for Lena. And we're going to hear next a song called Resurrected Memory. This is also by Julian Lambert, whom we are featuring today. And this is, again, from his upcoming album, Taking Notes, that's going to be released on iTunes later in February. So let's hear Resurrected Memory, and then we're going to hear a jazz song that's called Swing It. Thank you. We just heard Swing It by Julian Lampert, and before that, we heard another jazz piece that actually it's closer to a pop kind of style, but with some jazz and even some classical elements, and that was called Resurrected Memory. We are now on the Lena Live Show. I'm Hal Roberts sitting in for Lena. I'd like to thank the folks at BBS Radio, the two wondrous twins, Doug and Don Newsome, who have put this extraordinary operation together that lets our voices be heard and your voices come to us for a beautiful conversation. Let's hear Aeolian Meditation. Aeolian Meditation by Julian Lampert. Thank you very much for joining us this evening for Lena Live. I'm Hal Robertson, sitting in for Lena. We are just at the end of our program. Once again, I'd like to thank Doug and Don Newsome. Absolutely beautiful individuals, intellectuals, and just fantastic people to work with. And we thank you, our listeners, and we are looking forward to an extraordinary lineup of guests for the next several weeks. And this includes Nobel laureate Dr. Wolfgang Ketterl. He was the Nobel Prize winner together with two other physicists for his work on the Bose-Einstein condensate. And Dr. Ketterl is a professor of physics at MIT. We're also going to have with us the extraordinary pianist and Renaissance lady, Beth Levin. She's performing in New Jersey with the Monmouth Symphony on February 9th, and we'll have a special treat of having her on February 6th. And lots of other fantastic guests. So thank you all again for joining us, and we'll see you next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Western. Until then, bye-bye.